Mark's Gospel, chapter 10, records the story of the rich young ruler who came to the Saviour. He was earnest, he was sincere, he was enthusiastic. And he asked the Lord, "What good thing shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" He wanted to know that he was going to heaven. He wanted to know that his soul was saved. He wanted to know that whenever he would leave this scene of time, it would be absent from the body and present with the Lord. He wanted to go to paradise. And I think anybody who believes in God at all and believes that there's a heaven and knows that there's a hell, they want to know that their sins are forgiven and they want to know that they're going to heaven. Maybe you're one of them. "What shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?" And the Lord Jesus pointed him to the law, pointed him to the Ten Commandments. And that young man boasted and says, "All of these have I kept from my youth up." And the Lord looked at him and says, "Well, very well, if that's the case, take up the cross. Deny yourself. Follow me. Sell what you have. Give to the poor. Leave it all behind. Recognize my authority, my lordship and my sovereignty in your life." And he challenged him about an absolute surrender, an absolute commitment to Jesus Christ. The Lord did that because he knew that that young man was covetous. He knew that that young man loved his life, loved his ease, loved his goods, loved his money, loved his belongings more than he would ever love the Saviour. It wasn't an easy gospel. It was a surrender all. Turn your back in this life. Take up the cross. Identify with the Saviour that the world hates and crucified. But you know, just before the Saviour did that, the Bible says Jesus, beholding him, loved him. Here was a Christ rejecter. And yet the Lord looked upon him with love, with grace, with mercy, and with compassion. Maybe you're a Christ rejecter today. You think about the claims of the gospel, the claims of the cross, the call to repentance, the call to faith, the call to follow the Saviour with all your heart and all your soul and all your mind and all your strength. And you say the cost is too high. I want to know that I'm going to heaven, but I'm not willing to pay the price. I'm not willing to come to the cross. I'm not willing to acknowledge my sin. I'm not willing to give my life into the hands of the Saviour. And yet the Lord loves you. And you're turning your back on the greatest love that the world has ever known. Love that's unearned, unblemished, unmerited, unparalleled. And maybe as far as you're concerned, love that's unwanted. And you haven't responded in your heart to the love of God. The love of God is greater far than tongue or pen could ever tell. It reaches to the furthest star and it stoops to the lowest hell. Could we think the ocean fill and were the skies of parchment made, were every stalk on earth a quill and every man a scribe by trade to write the love of God above would drain the ocean dry, nor could the scroll contain the whole, though stretched from sky to sky. Don't reject the Saviour. Whatever his claims are in your life, the claim to repent of your sin, to come to the cross and enter into a life of discipleship, he calls you because he loves you. Jesus, beholding him, loved him. But he went away sad, he went away grieved because he wasn't willing to take up the cross. You come to Christ today. Give him your heart. Give him your life. Respond to the greatest love that the world has ever known. May God bless you and thank you for listening.